Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation and Tourism, Volume 19, Number 1, Winter 2019. Holiday Closings, December 24th and 25th, Christmas, December 31st and January 1st, New Year's Day. January 21st, Martin Luther King Day. March 5th, Mardi Gras. Multibook cartridges, no problem. NLS recently released an important revision to the software that controls the digital talking book machine, DTBM, or player. This much-anticipated update enables users to play multiple books sequentially on a cartridge without having to use the bookshelf feature. With the update installed, when you hear the player announce end of book, tap the play button to go to the next book or magazine. The updated software is included on all cartridges that contain multiple books or magazines and installs itself automatically when a cartridge is inserted into the DTBM. No action is required on the part of the user. The new feature makes it easy to play multiple books in sequence just by pressing a single button. For those who want more flexibility, standard bookshelf mode will still work as before, allowing users to play multiple books in any order they wish. Welcome, Sneha Padumane. TBBL is excited to announce our newest reader advisor, Sneha Padumane. Sneha will assist readers with last names beginning with the letters C, E, F, J, U, V, X, Y, and Z. She enjoys reading many genres of fiction, including historical mysteries, thrillers, and literary fiction. Right now, her favorite author is science fiction writer Octavia Butler. Before working at the State Library, Sneha worked for 6 years at Barnes & Noble. Reader's Digest. NLS is pleased to announce the addition of Reader's Digest to its selection of audio magazines, beginning with the November 2018 issue. Issues will be available to patrons through BARD and via subscription on cartridge. Call your reader advisor to subscribe to this publication. Computers for the Blind. Eligible persons may purchase a desktop pre-installed with JAWS, Fusion, or ZoomText for the discounted price of $70, thanks to new grant funds received by Computers for the Blind, a nonprofit based in Texas. To receive a discounted computer, adult individuals must be on Supplemental Security Income, SSI, or Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, due to blindness. Legally blind children or youth are also eligible. In addition, $125 laptops are available for blind college students currently enrolled in on-campus classes. For more information, visit www.computersfortheblind.org or call 214-340-6328 from Monday through Friday, excluding holidays, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. CDT. New iOS app for navigating in airports. The developers of Blind Square, a paid iOS app designed to help blind users with orientation and mobility, have released a free version, Blind Square Event, that assists users in navigating airports. The Blind Square Event app enables travelers at Blind Square-enabled airports to access flight information and locate features of interest in and around the airport. Once activated at an airport, the app will continue to work outside the airport for 7 days. A data plan is recommended when used in an area not covered by Wi-Fi. For more information, visit https://bit.ly/airports-enabled and http://bit.ly/bsq-airport-faq. NFB Newsline and Alexa. NFB Newsline service will now work with Amazon's Alexa-enabled devices. To begin, simply say, "Alexa, open National Federation." Alexa will walk you through the steps to open an account. You will need a 6-digit user ID and a 4-digit PIN. For more information, call Susan Clark at 318-251-2891, extension 3021, or email sclark@louisianacenter.org. NFBLA 2019 Conference. Mark your calendars for the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana Conference, which will be held April 5th through 7th at the Clarion Hotel in Shreveport. For information, contact Pamela Allen at 800-234-4166. 2018 Louisiana Book Festival. Louisiana Book Festival was named in the top 10 literary festivals in the country. The 15th annual Louisiana Book Festival was held on Saturday, November 10th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at venues throughout Capitol Park in downtown Baton Rouge. Book lovers from all walks of life were in attendance to celebrate Louisiana's unique culture. It featured chefs, cookbook authors, panel presentations by featured authors, exhibitors, food vendors, as well as music historians and scholars, musicians, and more. Black History Month Bibliography. DB 90547, Women of Motown, An Oral History by Susan Whittle. A music writer from Detroit presents an oral history of Motown, focusing on the many women who were part of the heyday of the record label. The short profiles start with Mabel John and include girl groups such as Martha and the Vandellas and the Supremes. DB 87912, One Last Word, Wisdom from the Harlem Renaissance by Nikki Grimes. Collection of poetry with a fresh look at the poets of the Harlem Renaissance, including voices like Langston Hughes, Clara Ann Thompson, and many more writers of importance and resonance from this era. Grimes combines their work with her original poetry by using the golden shovel poetic form for grades 6 through 9. DB 87911, Crazy, George Harriman, A Life in Black and White by Michael Tezeran. Biography of George Joseph Harriman, 1880 through 1944, creator of the Crazy Cat cartoon, which ran from 1913 to 1944, examines his early years in New Orleans and California, his development as an artist, and the impact of Crazy Cat. Also discusses race, as Harriman was an African American who passed for white. DBC 11961, If I Only Had a Horn, Young Louis Armstrong by Roxanne Orgill. A poor boy in New Orleans, young Louis Armstrong, got his first horn after an incident with the police landed him in a boys' home, where he eventually joined their legendary band, for grades 4 through 7. DB 87652, True South, Henry Hampton and Eyes on the Prize, the landmark television series that reframed the civil rights movement by John Else. In 1987, PBS aired a groundbreaking documentary on the civil rights movement called Eyes on the Prize. A producer of that series tells the story of the series creator, Henry Hampton, and his efforts to bring the story to television, some violence, and some strong language. DB 87443, Autobiographies, Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass by Frederick Douglass, Collection of Autobiographical Writings by Frederick Douglass, 1818 through 1895, Abolitionist, Orator, and Social Reformer, includes Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave, 1845, My Bondage and My Freedom, 1855, and Life and Times of Frederick Douglass, 1893, edited with chronology and notes by Henry Louis Gates, Jr. DB 87323, A Luminous Brotherhood, Afro-Creole Spiritualism in 19th Century New Orleans, by Emily Suzanne Clark. Religious studies professor examines a spiritualist group in New Orleans called the Cercle Harmonique, comprised primarily of African-descended men, discusses the group's formation, intersection with race and religion in New Orleans, and its role in the greater movement of American spiritualism. DB 87290, My Life, My Love, My Legacy, by Coretta Scott King. Autobiography of the widow of Martin Luther King, Jr., a civil and human rights activist in her own right, and founder of the King Center for Nonviolent Social Change, describes her 1920s Deep South childhood, school at the New England Conservatory of Music, marriage, and lifelong commitment to social justice. DB 87110, Around the Way Girl, a Memoir, by Taraji P. Henson. An actress famous for her roles on TV series such as Empire and movies including Hidden Figures, shares her story and insights into the challenges of being a black actress in Hollywood. Raised by a single mother in Washington, D.C., her parents supported her dreams, some strong language. DB 87071, Pathfinders, The Journeys of 16 Extraordinary Black Souls by Tanya Bolden. Profile 16 high-achieving African-Americans from the 18th through 20th century, including spy Mary Bowser, concert singer Ciceretta Jones, and mathematician Catherine Coleman Goebel Johnson, for grades 5 through 8. DB 85756, Sing for Your Life, A Story of Race, Music, and Family by Daniel Bergner. African-American opera singer Ryan Speedo Green was a juvenile delinquent with a difficult home life. Luckily, a teacher noticed his singing talent and mentored him. A visit to the Metropolitan Opera in New York cemented his desire to become a professional opera singer. DB 86749, The Home Place, Memoirs of a Colored Man's Love Affair with Nature by J. Drew Lanham. Naturalist describes his family history and the development of his love for the natural world around him, discusses the issue of race both in the everyday enjoyment of the outdoors and in his professional life, examines the impact of the home where he grew up and the loss of it. DB 86824, Hidden Figures, The Untold True Story of Four African-American Women Who Helped Launch Our Nation into Space, by Margaret Lee Shetterly. Profiles four African-American women who worked as human computers for the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, now known as NASA, details their lives and groundbreaking contributions to the space program, bases for the 2016 movie, for grades 4 through 7 and older readers. DB 80934, The Secret Game, A Wartime Story of Courage, Change, and Basketball's Lost Triumph, by Scott Ellsworth. The first racially integrated basketball game in the South happened in 1944, during World War II and the Jim Crow era. The Eagles of North Carolina College for Negroes challenged Duke University's military team from the School of Medicine to a secret game that helped usher in a new era for basketball. Commercial audiobook, 2015. DB 88904, The Original Black Elite, Daniel Murray and the Story of a Forgotten Era by Elizabeth Dowling Taylor. A historian chronicles the life of Daniel Murray, 1851 through 1925, a descendant of slaves. Daniel rose to become assistant librarian at the Library of Congress, discusses the course of Murray's life as it reflected the fortunes and declines of African Americans in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, 2017. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. Scholarship Opportunities in 2019. The National Federation of the Blind annually offers blind college students in the U.S. and Puerto Rico an opportunity to win one of 30 merit-based national-level scholarships worth $3,000 to $12,000. All scholarships awarded are based on academic excellence, community service, and leadership. Each winner will receive assistance to attend the 2019 NFB Annual Convention, which will take place July 7th through 12th, 2019, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Application deadline is March 31st, 2019. For more information, contact Chairperson Katie Mendez at scholarships@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314, extension 2415, or NFB Scholarship Program, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Each year, at its state convention, the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana, NFBL, awards four scholarships to recognize the achievement of blind scholars in Louisiana. Scholarships range from $750 to $1,500. All applications must be received no later than March 15, 2019. For more information and to receive an application, contact Eric Guillory, Chairperson, NFBL Scholarship Committee, 101 South Trenton Street, Ruston, Louisiana, 71270, phone 800-234-4166, email eguillory@louisianacenter.org. Statewide Braille Challenge. Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired will host the statewide Braille Challenge on February 28, 2019. Students from all over Louisiana will compete and test on fundamental Braille skills such as reading, comprehension, spelling, speed and accuracy, proofreading, and charts and graphs. The five score categories include apprentice, freshman, sophomore, junior varsity, and varsity. For more information, contact Outreach Coordinator Blanche Falk at 225-757-3489 or email at bfaulk@lsdvi.org. Check out Homework Louisiana. The State Library of Louisiana announces expanded hours and exciting new features available now at www.homeworkla.org, an online resource available to all Louisiana residents, which offers live online tutoring for grades K through 12, college and adult education, test preparation, and job search assistance. Academic tutoring is available from 2 p.m. to midnight Sunday through Thursday. Self-study tools for AP, ACT, SAT, and GED are available 24/7. An exciting new feature for individuals with vision impairment is the voice chat feature. Students will now have the option to connect with voice, either using their computer's audio system or using their phone by calling a toll-free number. All of these services can be accessed from a home computer or laptop, your tablet, mobile device, or at any Louisiana public library. Homework Louisiana is funded in part with the Library Services and Technology Act grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, the State Library of Louisiana, and your local public library. there is still time to vote. The 2019 Louisiana Young Readers' Choice Program is a reading enrichment program of the Louisiana Center for the Book in the State Library of Louisiana. To vote, students must have read 3 titles in their grade category. To cast your vote, call 800-543-4702 before March 1, 2019. TBBL has copies of these LYRC titles in Braille, BR, Digital Audiobook, DB, and Large Print Formats, LP. Grades 3 through 5. DB 85304, Ada's Violin by Susan Hood. DBC 12732, Framed, A Toast Mystery by James Ponte. LP 25812, My Life in Pictures by Deborah Zimke. DB 89176, LP 25817, 7.5 Tons of Steel by Janet Nolan. DB 86072, Wish by Barbara O'Connor. BR 21759, DB 83449, Soar by Joan Bauer. DB 88368, Step Right Up, How Doc and Jim Key Taught the World About Kindness by Donna Janelle Bowman. DB 86858, Word of Mouse by James Patterson. Grades 6 through 8. DB 84472, Booked by Kwame Alexander. DB 85754, Fuzzy by Tom Engelberger. BR 21669, DB 85921, Ghost by Jason Reynolds. BR 21836, DB 85739, LP 25796, The Girl Who Drank the Moon by Kelly Reagan Barnhill. DB 86730, Project 1065 by Alan Gratz. DBC 8424, The Thing About Leftovers by C.C. Payne. DB 90156, Top Prospect by Paul Volpone. Teen Readers' Choice Grades 9 through 12. Teens must read 2 selections from the nominated title list in order to vote. DB 87030, The Female of the Species by Mindy McGinnis. DB 86277, LP 25797, Heartless by Marissa Mayer. DB 84363, Highly Illogical Behavior by John Corey Whaley. DB 83752, Writers by Veronica Rossi. DB 86810, Scythe by Neil Schusterman. DB 83873, The Serpent King by Jeff Zentner. BR 21806, DB 86028, LP 26022, The Sun is Also a Star by Nicola Yoon. DB 87022, This is Our Story by Ashley Elston. DB 86706, 3 Dark Crowns by Kendara Blake. Support our TBBL Friends organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donor for his generous contributions, George Hill. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL's summer reading program and descriptive video collection, and it supports volunteer efforts in the area. To contribute, Make checks payable to the foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a 1-year membership to the foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. Talking Books and Braille Library Information. Library Address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70802. Phone Numbers: Baton Rouge 342-0035. Statewide 1-800-543-4702. Fax 225-342-6817. Special Services: Music Section 800-424-8567. Braille Service 800-453-4293. Email tbbl at state.lib.la.us, tbblkids at state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services: audiobooks and magazines, braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, descriptive videos, online catalog, BARD download service, BARD mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.